Hi all, just a quick announcement. The Massacre 2022, a UB Warhol event, is running now between the 28th of February to the 24th of April 2022. Details are on the forum and a link to the Dropbox file will be in the show notes. This tournament is designed to be different from the typical weekend event. The main differences are it's 5,000 points. We've got some unique scenarios. There'll be a group stage and then followed by a knockout round so we can get a true winner. There'll be access to all books, including the auxiliary books, the giant books, but no dwarven holds. Get involved, submit a list, let's have some fun.
Fantasy Wargaming Podcast. We're your hosts,
Paul
and Tony, and we're back again with our two experts on demons, and this time we're looking at some of the negative aspects of the demon list. I suspect it will be a very short show.
Yeah, how do you beat demons? Personal experience, Tony, how do you lose your demons?
Well, yeah, finally, this is my episode. But I mean, it's true though, isn't it? I mean, it is a fairly strong list. You can, you know, it's not deficient in anything apart from armor saves. But even then, you have Aegis saves.
Well, I suppose let's go through some of them. So you guys have obviously been playing demons as well, like we've already uncovered in the last show. So how do you beat demons? If we start with you, mate, how if you were facing demons, where's their Achilles heel? What do you go for?
So it's been so long since I've not played demons, and at the same time, you know, when you were not playing demons, did I ever really tailor to deal with demons? So I can only really go from the perspective of what I don't like to play. And there is definitely things on that list, they're unfortunately very specific / generic answers. And I think it does depend on kind of what you're using at the time. But obviously the big one that should be the title of the anti-demon playbook is Take Div.
Yeah. It's huge, isn't it? It's the two big spells, Unerring Strike and Fate's Judgment, just wreck demons, don't they?
And Stars Align is amazing against demons as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because of the Divine Attacks, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're playing Div, you know it's going to be a harder matchup that you've got to play a lot smarter if you want to get a decent result out of it.
Right, what about yourself, Ed? Where do you think another weakness lies?
I think in prolonged grinds, demons don't tend to do well. It's not an area either. They don't tend to have the bodies. They don't tend to have the armor save for that kind of fight. So I think if you have bound a demons player into fights that are going to last 3 or 4 turns, unless they're using hoarders and therefore cheating, then, you know, there's a lot to be said about a weight of small attacks that just wears down at what demons can survive and continue to beat. So I think horde armies have a certain strength towards demons, particularly towards demons' core, that can make them a tricky matchup to, not necessarily to do well against, but certainly a tricky matchup to really push against.
Mm. Feeding into that a little bit, when things start going away from demons, the double-edged coin of all that fearless and immune to all psychology and what have you is that when things start going against demons in combat, they can go really against demons. You can have a favorable combat, your opponent spikes into a couple of sixes, and then you don't make your 5-up wards more than 50% of the time, which is unheard of for a demon player. and then suddenly you don't tend to have that BSB reroll, and suddenly that unit's not there anymore.
Yeah, I must say, actually, one of the things I've played vampires for years, so I was acutely aware of it when playing with demons. But I think one of their biggest weaknesses, as well as their strength, is the fact that they are immune to psychology. So they can't opt to flee when they're in a bad position. And one of the ones that if I ever lost a unit, especially the hoarders, I had to be quite careful with them sometimes, because if you got caught in the flank, or if you got, like you say, Ed, if you got caught in the wrong combat and you started getting ground out, they can't react as well as other armies can. And also, you can't do the whole accidentally break from combat, escape, and then rally later on. If you break and you die, that's it. Your models are off the table. So it is a bit of a double-edged sword, which I think demons, you can catch demon players out with that.
Yeah, it tends to work in your favor when things are going well. You know, you don't fail those sort of long odds, bad situations where you accidentally just lose a game because you've failed a long odds panic check. But equally, at the same time, when things start going bad, they just keep going badly because, you know, something's gone bad. You can't reposition. You can't flee away from it. You can't have any of the kind of escape elements that might be there for another army. And so point conservation can be a potential real problem at that point.
Mm. Yeah. So I think one of the biggest ways to get a demon player is by almost sucking them into a position where you can get a counter charge on them, which they can't react to, which I think is quite a weakness in the book.
That's what I specialise in, not seeing a charge, and then they declare it, and you're just like, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you're going round that other unit and into the flank of me. Oh, I just stand there then, shall I?
Yeah, you can't.
When I very slowly turn my army round, you wait two turns, you're going to pay for that.
And I think, you know, there are definitely other weaknesses there. I think the point that you mentioned about not often bringing a BSB, because you rely on the strength of the book, and therefore you don't do what other books do, which is to say, I have to have a BSB, because if I fail that pivotal panic test, then, you know, it's all in vain. But at the same time, you tend to rely on that, which means that when you have that pivotal march test or that, you know, pivotal reform, and you fail that, it can be just as devastating as failing a panic test at the wrong time, but you don't have the tools available. So although that's something that in theory you can have a BSB, most demon players won't, for the simple reason that you're trying to maximize the points that you can get out of the list and out of your character section. So not necessarily a weakness, but it's definitely a play point against demons.
Yeah, it's quite often for demons as well, putting the BSB in is introducing almost a weakness into the list, because res 4/4 up ward on a harbinger, it's your only BSB option. Tends to be quite vulnerable, and then that's quite a big chunk of points down for not too much effort in a lot of situations.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. I mean, what other weaknesses are there within the book? I mean, again, I've encountered a few, but what other ones do you think that demon book has that is particularly
So, like, I don't know if this is really what you're looking for, but I was thinking about some of the games I've played recently and what I don't like to face. And this is a bit of a you have or have not, but you don't. VS and Dread Elves tend to be pretty bad matchups for demons at the moment, generically.
Okay, it's an interesting thing, because I was going to move into that, because I agree with it. The Dread Elves in particular, with the +1 to wound everything, given the fact demons rely on, in some instances, high res and then your Aegis save, Dread Elves just get around that quite easily with the +1 to win in the first round of combat. So,
yep.
Yeah. What other kind of bad matchups are there and why?
I suppose those two armies as well don't have great AP often, unless it's the big stuff. Yeah. It doesn't matter against you.
Yeah. Armies that pump out the attacks at reasonable strength, but without AP, obviously. VS is just particularly a nightmare in some situations, because a lot of the demon book has high quality but low number attacks, and VS don't give a crap about that at all, and Doomblade.
Doomblade makes everybody cry, though, Hugh.
yeah, but particularly demons, it will like it hurts a lot. It does make everyone cry, but demons, particularly your big expensive monsters running around, don't want anything to do with that, and can be quite tricky.
I mean, I do think one of our episodes we're planning is how to beat two units of 16 rat ogres. And if anybody's got an answer to that, they can come on the podcast. Sorry, two units of brutes before Ed tells me off. Yeah.
I'll definitely be tuning into that one because I'd like to know the answer to that myself.
Yeah, I believe one answer is the new KOE Duke, right?
I've looked at that, like at the maths of that, and it's like it's maybe like six hits and then five wounds and then you do 10 and you've killed less than a quarter of the unit. <I know. laughs> It's like okay, good. Well, I've totally won this now.
So four of them is what you're saying. We digress.
I mean, how do you find, one of the other hardest matchups I found playing as demons was against anything with lots of armor. I don't know if that's because that was my particular build, but I found myself relying very heavily on Blazing Glories because of the AP5, which is why they were in the list. But like we alluded to earlier, really the core struggle with any kind of armor.
That's definitely true.
I think flies are good though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the bloke
flies are surprisingly good at getting through armor.
And
traditionally strong picks, pre this latest set of updates in the form of Horde Threshers, Blazing Glories, flies are all okay against armor. The core certainly does struggle, but even your character selections are quite often quite good against armor. Scourge, Sentinel, Courtesan. So it depends on your build, I guess. But
Go on, Ed.
No, I was just gonna say I think with that, although armor can be a weakness, it's about leveraging the strengths that demons have, which is probably having a tool for everything. And you can certainly have a tool for armor in your list, and then you just need to get it into the right place, which the speed and flexibility obviously helps with.
Now, I've got one which isn't so much an in-game problem, but it's more of an out-of-game issue with it, which is whenever you play against somebody who doesn't play demons themselves. And if you take anything off the kind of a standard-ish list, then they're just staring at you. You know, the amount of times you try to explain how Eidolon's, you know, AP0 but 1-4s fail. It's like you, or Hellhounds. I mean, staff, I think I was on my third or fourth unit of Boar Boys that my Hellhounds ate in the last game. By the way, Hellhounds are really good at eating Boar Boys. And if you put them in a line behind each other, they can do amazing things. But, you know, and every time I'm still explaining the growl rule, you know, there's so many, not only little rules, but then there's the interactions with the dominions.
Yeah.
It puts people off.
I think when I was running the Triple GD last year, like, I think that was possibly one of the strengths of the list that when I was explaining it to people. There was like three special rules on all the big guys, and then none of the ones that were very commonly picked. And then you know, that they would be like, uh-huh. And then when it actually got to the combat, it's like, oh, they do what now?
Yeah, so let's analyse a couple of the other core lists, because obviously there are some obvious ones as well that we haven't mentioned, like Pyromancy and Light Arm Shooting as well, which I think also goes into the fact that low model count, no armour, 5-up save, you burn them off or shoot them off pretty quick. But if we focus on a couple of the main demon units that you see in a number of armies, so the Scourge of Wrath, how do you deal with that guy? If somebody plonks him across the table from you, What's the answer? How do you, what was that thing's Achilles? How do you kill that thing guaranteed, as it were?
Seven wounds, isn't it?
I would say, like, line up your counter charge, right? So, champions in your unit, hold him, have the counter charge lined up, and then quite often he can, like, take some serious damage from static combat res, basically. So if you try and sometimes if you don't have an obvious tool to deal with him, like cannons or div magic or something like that, sometimes it's better to not try and chip at him. If you go on, if you put like two or three wounds on him and he's in, and then he's in combat, then you're just giving him extra attacks and just giving him extra static combat res. But if in that first combat you just issue a challenge, he doesn't get anything, you're not going to do any wounds to him. And then you've got a ranked up unit with static of four, and then you go in with a flank, a charge and a big flank, and the guy's only got five attacks anyway. Mm. You know, sometimes, yeah, sometimes you can take him down that way.
Okay, interesting. What about the courtesan then, Ed? When you've been using that courtesan quite a lot, what's apart from hellfire with rerolls to wound? Sorry, I thought I mentioned that one. How else have you lost the courtesan?
I mean, I've lost her because she gets into combats that you don't necessarily want her in. It usually comes down to the fact that I think the strengths of those models are primarily avoiding being bound into prolonged combats. You know, if you get a combat that you can win in one to two turns, you know that you're going to break yourself free and you're going to be back to using the real strength of those single model units, which is their speed. But sometimes you are trying to use them to break through something that's tougher, something that's got more wounds, and something that's just going to take you time to break down. And that's where life gets dicey for demons, because you're relying on your opponent failing some saves, you passing some saves to make the maths sort of average out. And because you're not like a one-up rerollable character, you know, you're relying on those four ups for the Scourge or five ups for the courtesan, or that your distracting is going to reduce the input. Because it's only 6 to 7 HP in play, it doesn't take a lot to go wrong for suddenly those odds to spin, which means that you not only do you have the problem that you're now starting to take damage, you're also losing your ability to put them into risky situations. You're bound into combat for an extra turn or an extra two turns than what you expected. And then the opponent has the opportunity to counter charge or to buff the combat or to do something that will change what that combat looks like. So, you know, sometimes it's a question of how much risk as a demon player are you willing to eat in order to try and make those big plays. And that might well go well or might go badly. And sometimes it might be enticing someone into a play as a demons player that you think you have counter plays in place for, and that, you know, as Hugh says, you've got the counter charges lined up. So it's not just a case of getting something for nothing.
Mm. I think another thing you've both kind of hit on there, I think the Scourge is a little bit unique in that it can take a couple of wounds going in and actually you don't mind. But again, playing with the demons, I think where you've got a low model count, low wound count, I think putting wounds on specifically things like Blazing Glory's early game is big. I think if you can, like a courtesan, if you could do three wounds to it, suddenly you're a lot more hesitant to commit it into a combat. Would you agree?
Definitely. Definitely. Chip damage on Blazing Glory's and courtesans is certainly gonna give the player a pause for thought.
I think there's definitely one of their weaknesses is their wound count. I think it's that their Aegis saves can come in and save them sometimes. But like you mentioned to you, I mean, there were a couple of games where I took five wounds on a Blazing Glory and didn't pass a single Aegis save. that's not normal.
it depends on the type of demon list, though, to be fair, because I mean, we're talking about, like, and I think me and Ed have both been leaning into, well, sort of been leaning into that sort of style recently. But I mean, end of last year at Tech, I was running something that was not quite that same way, and it's still very strong. So
we're focusing on how do you beat the queue? How do we top him from number one this year?
I think that's the thing, is that there are counterplays to that available within the Demons book. So Brazen Beasts, for example, for 350 points you bring 12 health points, which is just a completely different way of playing. I think the what we're talking about is probably the counter to the strongest demon play at the moment, which is relying on the fast mobile single figure parts of the book.
Yeah, I mean, another weakness I found with them as well recently playing against them was poison. Playing as VC, just poison utterly ripped the demons to pieces, because
when you've got no armor, poison's a big deal.
Yeah,
doesn't matter about your resilience. Just drop things.
When you bring your courtesan and you say, "Oh, you're hitting me on sixes." Oh, but you want to hit me on sixes. it's somewhat less satisfying at that point.
Yeah, agreed. What about yourself, Tony? What have you discovered with demons as to how you lose with them?
Oh, well, my main one was by not seeing charges. Like I mentioned earlier. And then, just getting pinned and having no way out of it. So, underestimating how long it's going to take me to get through things. Or hoarders, you know, is great until someone's got a one-up save. and you know, then that's it. You are going to be there forever. I know me and Luke Blacksill were playing, and it was, is it Forsworn? The warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Monstrous infantry. It was 9 Forsworn versus 6 hoarders. That's an exciting combat to watch. Turn in, turn out. At one wound each a turn or something. You're just there. So
I definitely think the other thing with hoarders in particular, with their mirrored scales, is that I had things with a one-up save go in and kill themselves, which was quite amusing because they just bounce off themselves. But one of the biggest ways around hoarders I found was anything with rerolls to hit, especially if they've got mirrored scales, but actually just ramming them with things like impact hits. Again, demons hate impact hits.
Yep.
Because you may be fast, but again, your low wound count, no armor. You go in there, just do loads of impact hits before they can do it. I found Beast Herds in particular to be quite a difficult matchup with demons, because like lots of chariots, and then everything has got reroll to hit, which got around things like mirrored scales, and like you were saying there, Ed, with the distracting. It's quite a tricky match, that one.
Yeah, it's... also leaning into the counterplay to your advantage with that Beast Herds list, in terms of that Beast Herds can be quite fast themselves and quite maneuverable themselves in some ways with the ambush and stuff. So they're kind of countering your certain builds can counter your advantages in that regard.
So thinking on that again then, so we were talking about, obviously you mentioned Vermin Swarm and Dread Elves earlier. What other kind of matchups do you think demons really don't enjoy?
Depending on your build, pyromancy can be quite strong, ID in that regard as well can be quite awkward for demons in a lot of situations. What with their ready access to rerolls to wound for everything, so that that counters your big guys to a certain extent, and pyromancy, like, while it may not touch the big guys, if you're not taking big guys, or just if you put it into the rest of the army, it can be quite damaging. All those magic missiles.
I imagine something like Highborn Elf shooting as well, where you've got really elite shooting that can whittle something quite heavily or can chip damage on certain things quite a lot. I haven't actually played them with demons since I've started running demons, but I imagine that's a matchup that is quite tricky to plan out.
I've played it a fair few times. It is, to a certain extent, it's kind of dicey, like, either way, like, it's one of those matchups that's a bit swingy, I think, a lot of the time. I think I've played it with the big guys, and I've played it with the without, and in both situations it can be quite tricky. Certainly the small arms fire threatens a lot of the units in the demon book.
Yeah, I found playing with highborns, I don't think I lost against demons, actually. But I think a lot of that came down to the build of the list, where I had pyromancy with the dragon mage. He wasn't a dragon. He wasn't on a dragon, though. He was on foot, all the way to Fiery Heart. And then a lot of the elves, like you were saying there, Ed, it's like a big block of spearmen. The demons didn't want to go anywhere near that because they just got ground out. And then you've got swordmasters, lion guard. They generally go before the demons can strike, which the demons don't like. So, yeah, I actually found that to be quite a good matchup for the Highborns over the demons. I don't know how the books have changed since, because I haven't played Highborns for about 3 years now, but I always found that to be a pretty good matchup for the Highborns myself.
Well, given that some of their recent performances, and particularly last year's ETC, I think, obviously a lot of good players were playing them and pushing them in particular ways. So I think there are definite strengths there to Highborns. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think we'll call it there, because I'm not sure whether anybody's going to believe that there's any more weaknesses in the But if you are listening, balanced team, if you cannot keep ramping up the points every time I paint summer, that would be great.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming on. It's been a pleasure talking to you both, and I'm hoping that we'll do some more shows like this, focusing on different races and focusing on their pros and cons, because I think it's very easy to say, yep, demons are really, really good, and they are. I don't think anybody's going to get a comment against that, but they are beatable, and I think it's important that players sometimes play better rather than just using the excuses of, oh, demons are ranked number one, they're really good. I think it's... I definitely think demons, whilst they are a strong army, can be beaten.
I think learning how to counterplay against armies, and particularly armies that are considered to be very strong, is a skill that you can really pick up and you can improve over time. And it's probably one of the biggest keys to feeling comfortable going into a match, that you're not simply waiting to be overwhelmed and rolled over by an army that's strong. You actually know what you have to do and what you have to achieve to counter it. Makes those tough matches look a little bit more manageable.
I suppose actually just before we round up, because I think one of the biggest demon strengths is its speed, and we haven't really countered that. How do, like Ed, you were playing a very fast army at the Masters. How does that list get scuppered? How do you beat that kind of list? Because that seems to be quite a common demon theme at the moment. It's one of the things we focused on immediately when we were talking about the strengths. How do you stop the speed of demons?
You don't stop the speed of demons ultimately, because they can just push at you from huge distances, and obviously I brought witchcraft and things to make that worse. You can limit the opportunities for a demon's list to get into the worst places, though. You know, it doesn't necessarily matter that everything is movement 9 or that everything is movement 7. If they're not getting into the favorable positions, they can stand, you can stand off at them from a long distance away. I've got occasions where I can be held off by a movement 7 cavalry unit or a movement 8 chariot. And it doesn't necessarily have to, it's probably not the same points cost as what I've invested. I've probably got more points invested. So therefore, I can't necessarily take the risks. So bearing in mind where your strengths lie, some armies will struggle to do anything about the speed, and they just have to find ways to only offer bad charges. And to use the time that the demons player is spending moving into more favorable positions to be doing their own game plan as well, whether that's using small arms fire or magic to take a toll. You've got to have something in mind when you're playing against demons. You can't necessarily just push in towards an objective, or you can't necessarily push towards the middle, because the demons player is looking for that predictable play style to say, you're coming straight towards me, I'll go around the side. You need to have the game plan picked out in your mind, but you can make it longer and more drawn out for a demons player to get what they want, and you need to be using that time effectively to do some damage to the demons army.
Okay, mate. I appreciate the insight. That's really good. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, chaps, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.